If you have a red letter Bible with all of the words of Jesus in red print, you know that today's gospel is significant. It contains the very first words that Jesus speaks in St. Matthew's gospel. Because they are our Lord's first words, they must be very important. You know how important first words are with your children and grandchildren. The first time she says, "Mom." No, she said "Dad" first. She said "Please." She said "Bye-bye." She said "No." In former times, parents would carefully record their child's first words in his baby book. First words are important. Today, we have our Lord's first words on the stage of the divine drama in Matthew's gospel. It's verse 15 of chapter 3. Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Now, what does that mean? It sounds very sophisticated, doesn't it? For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. I mean, what does that even mean? Our Lord's first words on the stage of the divine drama are cryptic and confusing, puzzling, and perplexing. I'll be honest, they're difficult to understand. And what do we do when we don't understand something? We often ignore it and go on to something else that's easier, makes sense. We reflected on this gospel at our OCIA class on Thursday night. And interesting to me, not one single person asked about this verse. The first words of our Lord on the stage of the divine drama. It behooves us not to ignore our Lord's first words, but to try to understand them. It is fitting. It is fitting. It is proper. It is right and just. Our duty and our salvation to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill, to bring to completion. And in Matthew's gospel, fulfill usually refers to the fulfillment of a prophecy. In Matthew's gospel, St. Matthew often quotes the Old Testament and has Jesus bring it to fulfillment, to completion. In the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus specifically says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." To bring them to completion. Today's gospel brings to fulfillment today's first reading from Isaiah chapter 42. Can you hear the voice of the Father in the first reading? "Here is my Son, my chosen one, with whom I am well pleased, upon whom I have put my Spirit. It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." That's the tough word, right? It's the tough word in Greek, too. Dikaiosune. That's the Greek word for righteousness. It's used 7 times in Matthew's gospel and 85 times in the rest of the New Testament. Righteousness refers to moral conduct in conformity to God's will. Moral uprightness in conformity to God's will. Therefore, to fulfill all righteousness can be understood as fulfilling God's will and designs. We could translate fulfill all righteousness as fulfill everything laid down by God. When I'm confused about these things, I look at other translations of this passage. When I was a kid growing up in the 70s and the 80s, the old lectionary that we heard at Mass translated this passage, "Give in for now. We must do this if we would fulfill all of God's commands." Fulton Sheen, the Venerable Fulton Sheen, translates it this way: "Let it be so for the present. We do well to conform with all that God requires." The Spanish translation that we'll say a little bit later at the 11:30 Mass today is also very clear. "Haz ahora lo que te digo." Do now that what I tell you, porque es necesario, because it is necessary, que así cumplamos todo lo que Dios quiere. It is necessary that we cumplamos, that we bring to completion todo, all that God wants. So in simple language, fulfill all righteousness is to do what God wants. The first words of Jesus on the stage of the divine drama are very important. They set the stage and the tone and the mission for his whole life. Jesus will fulfill all righteousness. He himself will perfectly do everything that the Father wants. And he has come to bring to completion his saving work of making us righteous with God. It's interesting, today's sermon is only about one verse. One verse. The first words of Jesus. Matthew 3:15. Verse 15 ends with the powerful words about Saint John the Baptist. Then he allowed him. The former translation that we read at Mass when I was a kid said, so John gave in. Many translations of the Bible say, then John permitted him. The Good News Bible says, so John agreed. The New English Translation says, then John yielded to him. The Revised Standard Version, Catholic Edition, published by Ignatius Press, says, then he consented. Then he consented. I like that translation. Then he consented. He said yes. John the Baptist didn't understand completely why Jesus wanted to be baptized. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. He didn't have any sin. Doesn't make sense. St. John the Baptist didn't fully understand what was going on. And Jesus says, you've got to trust me. Allow it. Consent to it. Give in to my divine will. And so in humility, St. John the Baptist consented. He allowed Jesus. Giving in to God's will, consenting to God's will, should not be like the way we say to our parents, oh, I'll clean my room, I'll take out the garbage, I'll empty the dishwasher, I'll do my homework, I'll fold my clothes, yeah, I'll do it. What a great lesson in the spiritual life. How often do I think that God should do such and such, right? This is the way that I think that God should act. A, B, C. Jesus will obviously say to John, well, now let me baptize you. It's obvious that God will act in this way, but he doesn't. He surprises us. The Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. How often do I think that God should act in such and such a way? And then he surprises us. It's not the way I would think or the way I would do it. In order to fulfill righteousness, to do God's will, to complete his plan, he wants every person on the planet to be baptized, to receive the sacrament of confirmation, to be Catholic. We'll start the Christian Unity Octave next week. To attend Mass every Sunday, to receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, to accept the mercy of God in the sacrament of penance. He's ready to give these graces, but he won't force them on you. You have to allow it. You have to consent to it. You have to give in to God's will and his perfect plan. You have to say yes. In order to fulfill all righteousness, God's will and unique plan for you, God might be asking you to be a priest or to be a nun or a religious sister or a monk or a religious brother, be a deacon. In order to fulfill God's plan for your life, you have to allow it. You have to consent to it, to say yes. You have to give in. God's holy and perfect will doesn't always make sense to our finite minds, but our Lord is not asking us to understand it, but to allow it, to consent to it, to give in to it.